Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Well, let's go right to my good friend Steve Goldie Goldstein as we get set for game one, second round of the playoffs once again. Anyway, we got Goldie joining us right now. Goldie, good morning. How you doing?
Big dog. How are you, buddy? I'm great.
I'm doing great. First of all, are you pretty easy on the boys, or would you ground them when they messed up? We're just curious. I thought you might be a little soft as a father. Was I wrong, or were you a hard ass?
I like to talk a much tougher game and think a much tougher game. I think I'm okay, but I do not follow through as tough as I think or I talk. That is 100%. So you calling me a little soft, you're probably accurate.
No, I'm the same accurate. Boat. I'm the same boat, yeah. Just like those Boca parents up there. Same deal. No, same deal for sure. Hey, let's talk about this game one tonight, man. Little role reversal here. Last year was the Panthers that had to win overtime game sevens, and then like, all right, grab your old suit, put it back on. We got to travel. And this time they're at home with a nice rest. What do you expect in game one with a Boston Bruins team that needed to go seven, had a 3-1 lead? My God, it sounded just like the Panthers, didn't it?
It was unbelievable. It was literally the exact same scenario. And they managed to pull through. You know, Joe, no team in the history of sports, baseball, NBA, or hockey, has ever lost a 3-1 series lead in back-to-back years. And the Bruins were that close. So, you know, it's that whole momentum against rest. I'd still rather be the Panthers for the course of the entire series because all their bumps and bruises. I mean, even Sam Bennett's feeling a little better, won't play tonight, but he'll be back at some point soon. So I'd rather be the Panthers, you know, in that situation. But as far as tonight, yeah, you know, there's a chance the first 10 minutes, the first period of this game that, you know, the Bruins, because they've been playing and they're coming in on the high and, you know, the adrenaline is going maybe a little bit more, maybe they do have the advantage, and that's up to the Panthers to get up to speed pretty quickly. So if there is an advantage for Boston, I think it's going to be early in game one, and then it's done. Then it all levels out, and I do think the Panthers overall the better team.
Gold, I just feel the experience from a year ago. A lot of these guys, you know, Barkov and Tkachuk were here. Verhaeghe was here. A lot of those guys, Reinhardt was on this team on tour. A lot of them were here to go through it and had a lot of success throughout the playoffs last year. That's a big help, right? Are you one of these believes you got to be there before you can finally get it done or have a chance to get it done?
100%. I believe that in basically all sports, but especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs because, you know, Joe, you played in the NFL, right? So they can tell you, like, in week 15, if you're on the road in Buffalo and it's 10 degrees and it's third and goal at the two and you got to make a big block, like, they could tell you that as much as they want to tell you that. But until you're in this situation and you go through it, you don't really know. So you had a lot of those guys you just mentioned. Remember, Sam Reinhardt, great example. Never even played a playoff game until he got here to South Florida. So he's pretty new to the postseason. You know, you got a kid like Lundell, obviously Barkov the last 4 years, you know, has played a lot of games, but he had never been that far in the playoffs. They hadn't gone past the second round. So, yeah, I think the experience of last year is huge for them. And I think getting that week off, you know, Tkachuk actually said this yesterday after practice, Joe. He said it almost feels like the playoffs are just starting because they got rid of Tampa pretty easily. It wasn't nearly, I didn't think, as mean or nasty a series a lot of us were actually hoping for and expecting. So the whole grind of the full, you know, four series, I kind of think is down to three series now. And remember, they finished up on a four-game homestand. Joe, they haven't left the state of Florida in 5.5 weeks. These guys have been, you know, going to the practice rink, beautiful weather, not playing a ton of games, no back-to-backs. I think they're positioned really well, and that experience factor, that's going to be big for them the next month and a half.
How about home ice advantage with the crowds they're getting? By the way, it's so nice to see Panther fans really filling up the arena. And second off, boy, they are loud and staying around. It's been great.
It was amazing, and you know the one thing I thought when they lost Game 4 in Tampa, I was kind of like, well, number one, selfishly, I get to do another game, so I was happy about that. But number two, I really wanted to see the home fans enjoy that win over the Lightning, you know, because they never had that. Remember,
that's right.
There's only been one clinching game in the history of the building, of the Amerant Bank Arena, and that was last year against Carolina. The Panthers had never clinched a series.
Wow.
In that building. Yeah, you got to go back to the Miami Arena when first two playoff series ever they won at home. So I was real happy that game five. You know, usually in the playoffs, I don't think home ice is that big of a deal. But in these playoffs, I did think it was a big deal against Tampa because the Panthers are so good that if they can get off, and I think the same thing tonight in this series. And, you know, you can't look past game one. We can. They can't, right? We could talk about it. If they win the first two games at home, like, I don't think anybody's beaten them 4 out of 5. I think they're too good to lose 4 out of 5 games in the playoffs. So I do think the home ice tonight will give them a little bit of juice and certainly get them into the game after they haven't played for a week.
I asked you last night when we were talking, one player besides Big Bob, they can't afford to lose in these playoffs to have a chance to go all the way. I wasn't really surprised because I kind of thought the same thing after the last game and the way he played against Tampa Bay, but you feel it's Barkov?
You know, it's a great question. I definitely think it's Barkov, Forsling, and Bobrovsky as the three, to be honest with you. And, you know, I was thinking about this after I answered your question because you automatically said Bobrovsky's, like, who's after Bobrovsky? I'm not so sure, Joe, Barkov isn't on par with Bobrovsky because Stolarz was excellent all year.
Yeah, he was.
They play really good defense, and what Barkov brings, it just can't be measured. I mean, what this guy does for the 20, 22 minutes he's on the ice, I mean, he's playing power plays, killing penalties, even strength. I mean, no one does a thing. The opposing centers are just completely neutralized when he's on the ice. I think it's a great question. I think I agree with you, Bobrovsky first and then Barkov, but I think that Bobrovsky-Barkov thing may be a lot closer than you and I think.
Yeah, what are you looking for most that they're going to have success with? What needs to happen? Is it about power plays? Is it just about checking and staying physical, playing their defensive game they've been playing? What is it most for you?
Yeah, well, Boston's going to try to play that way because if you look at the lineups, like the Panthers have a better group of forwards than the Bruins do. I mean, to me, it's hands down, especially when Bennett comes back. So they're the better team. So the Bruins are going to obviously try to do, and look, the Bruins just played 3-2-1 games against Toronto. So they're going to want to do exactly what you said, and you can try to out-Panther the Panthers. I don't think you can do it. I think it comes down to Bobrovsky. You know, if he makes those few key saves, like he did last year against Toronto and Carolina, and he did in the Tampa series with the great save on Dumba, you know, you're talking 2-3 saves a game that turns the whole thing because the mentality of this team, when they know Bobrovsky is on, they're almost unbeatable. They just crank it up. They say, okay, we got the goalie. We're going to get a couple goals. So I think Sergei Bobrovsky coming up with those key timely saves, to me, I think that's the biggest factor in the series. Their guy's really good, Jeremy Swayman, but he's a young guy. I think we know we're going to get from the Panthers, for the most part, the way they play. But when they give up those high-end chances a few times a game, if he makes that big stop, I don't think the Bruins have a chance.
Hey, Gold, you and I talked last week about Maurice, Coach Maurice, a little bit. And, boy, he does a good job of making sure he doesn't take credit and everything goes to his coaches and his players like I've never seen. Like, he refuses. Yeah. Talk about the changes he made when that game's 2-1. He's got the lead and he felt something to letting their coaches coach. Like, hey, I don't know. He openly, I'm sure he's told you this 1,000 times, I was never a goalie. I have no idea what to do or how to fix that. I got a guy that does that. So I think it's pretty amazing that he is he takes credit for nothing, including the system he put in.
26 years in the league. I think he's been to the Cup Final 4 times. You know, but in conference finals. You know, hasn't won a Stanley Cup yet. I think he does explicitly trust these guys that he has. So he's almost like, you know, the CEO of the company. You know, where you've got like the VP of marketing and all these different people that do their job and just oversee it, let them do their job. Obviously, the big stuff, he takes over on that. But I think it's fascinating, you know, and I compare him in this way, Joe, to Pat Riley. You know, these guys that have had this kind of success, and you know this because you grew up in it, so did I. The way the world has changed, the way you got to treat people, the things that you can say and do that you could do 50 years ago, 40 years ago, that you can't do anymore.
Right.
Like those guys that are able to, like Bill Belichick's a good example, okay? Bill Belichick has not been able to change with the times. You know, you can't browbeat guys like he did. They'll just call their agents. You can't treat guys the way they want to. A guy like Paul Maurice, who's adapted with the times, I think it's fascinating. And the fact that he's so comfortable now, you know, so secure in his own skin that he says, yeah, good. So, Sylvain Lefebvre, you just run the D. You know, if I got a problem, I'll let you know. But you run the, you run the penalty. Rob Callis, you say who's starting in goal. It's fine. You handle it. Pretty impressive. You're 100% right.
Yeah. Hey, one question for you outside. Put your football cap on. Odell Beckham Jr. Played for your favorite team growing up, the Giants. I love the pickup, especially for $3 million. What are your thoughts on Odell coming to the Dolphins?
Well, if you're talking about getting the guy behind, you know, Waddle and Tyreek, I mean, how much better can you get? I think at this point in his career, you know, he's not going to be a pain in the neck as far as getting balls. I really don't think he was with the Rams, and I know he wasn't with the Ravens. And the price tag, as you said, Joe, I mean, in today's NFL, that's almost like getting the guy for free. So
right.
I think it's a great pickup. Obviously, he's not the impact guy he was back then with the Giants, but you don't need him to be. Actually, you don't even want him to be. You want him to be satisfied with whatever he gets. And I think the biggest thing, one of the things that really wasn't talked about enough, you know, at the end of the year by all of us, was the fact that Hill and Waddle were beat up.
Yes.
They were overused last year.
Yep.
They weren't the same at the end of the season, and that was so detrimental to that offense. I think Odell Beckham Jr., like when they got a 50-20 lead over the Broncos, like you can sit Waddle and Hill, okay? You're okay. You can get to the 70 with the other guys. So I think Odell's really going to be a high-quality pickup for him. And you talk about three talent. I mean, that's the best three. That's the best trio at wide receiver in the NFL, isn't it? It's probably not
right close. Right there at the top. But I agree with on all those things. I think Mike's already told him how he visions using him outside and inside. But you're right about one thing. All our guys were banged up outside at the end of the season. One guy played. The other guy couldn't even play. The other guy played but had some drop balls, and you could tell he was hurting in Hill. And so having Odell, and I think a little bit like the running back position, he's going to really police that up a little bit and spread it out a little bit. I expect Odell to have more than 35 catches. I really do. So I'm looking forward to it. Gold, it's great having you, man. Really appreciate you coming on today, man. Good luck with your team tonight. Can't wait for game one.
Thanks, Joe. Always a pleasure, and I'll talk to you, and I'll see you soon.
You got it there, Softy. Steve All Goldstein. Right, Mar man, Steve Goldie Goldstein. He is something else. All right. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Hey, you know what? We're going to try to track somebody down here, Rodney Barreto of the FWC, talk a little bit about those kids. I'm not done with those kids, man. Not done. You've heard Rodney's comments on it, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commissioner, and we'll talk to him about what's going to happen there. So we're going to track him down for a couple minutes, and Omar's going to join us. So we got a busy Monday 9 o'clock hour coming up. But first, I want to talk to you about Suburbans and Tahoes and a Traverse and a Trailblazer and Equinox and a Blazer. And you're going, wait a sec, what are you doing? Well, the big comfortable Tahoes, like a Suburban and Tahoe, the midsize like a Traverse, smaller but still roomy, Trailblazer, Blazer, and Equinox. Not a bad way to go. Boy, all selling like crazy. Only one other, and that's the Silverado trucks. Oh, yeah, those big, strong, durable Silverado trucks. It's almost like they make a custom truck for your lifestyle. Silverado truck working 5, 6, 7 days a week. That's how you make a living. You can trust a Silverado truck, durable and ready to go. How about a family truck, the family Silverado? Well, whatever it is you need, more space for the kids or just to work full-time or something in between, like I said, new in use, low mileage, we've got something perfect for what you need to work and live every day. Nothing like it going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, best we've ever had. We know you're going to love it. So take a test drive. Plan on hitting a showroom. We've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.